Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. When I think about you, that's the first thing that come to
my
mind.
Let me do it, lady.
Baby, you can get it all. You can get it all. You can get it.
You ever want something?
When I think about you,
that you know you can't have.
Come to my mind, I'm like,
and the more you know you can't have it,
shout it, you can get it
all. The more you want it,
get it all. You can get it. I know you hurt my reputation. You don't think I would ever do right by you. You think that if you and I was in a relationship, I would never be true. You think that everything I say is straight game, and to me you're just another new name. But what I'm trying to tell you, for every man is a woman that'll make him change. And I believe you the one that'll make me. But every time I try to show you, you shake me. I know I make it real hard for you to take me serious, but baby girl, I am. And I ain't stopping right here, I'ma keep going. And I'ma make sure every day that you keep knowing. Where the vibe is in your flowers, the top thing you only sell it for a few hours. I'm yeah, here like, ooh. When I think about you, that's the first thing that come to my mind. I'm like, ooh. Baby, you can get it all, you can get it all, you can get it. Ooh. When I think about you, that's the first thing that come to my mind. I'm like, ooh. Shout it, you can. You can get it out. You can get it. 1 minute you act like you like me, and then the next you don't. It's up sending me crazy emails, like I know it's just sex you want. I can't lie, the sex is truly incredible, and every part of your body's so edible. I get chills from just thinking about it, but that ain't the reason why I'm fucking can't let you go. Let you go. We got a serious bond, and when we kick it, we have nothing but fun. I feel a whole lot of L-O-V-E between you and me, even though we still young. Just your company ain't gotta get none. Talk the same lingo, understand where I'm coming from. And if anybody asks me a question about you, I'ma tell them you the one. You got me like, ooh, ooh. When I think about you, that's the first thing that come to my mind. I'm like, ooh, baby, you can get it out. You can get it out. You can get it. When I think about you, that's the first thing that come to my mind. I'm like, ooh, shout it, you can get it out. You can get it out. You can get
as
it.
As long as you know that I can have dinner alone too. Baby, that's factual. In fact, you
but still,
I choose.
It's the first thing that come to my mind. I'm like, ooh, baby, you can get it out. You can get it out. You can get it.
Ooh,
when I think about you, that's the first thing that come to my mind. I'm like, ooh, shout it, you can get it out. You can get it out. You can get it.
Thank you.
At the mall, couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet.
Hand that for me.
I was only about to hang, wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce. And then I saw Miss Lady. Then I said to myself, bags in her hand, right in front of Macy's.
That's where the pretty girls hang.
Then I saw her at the food court, sipping lemonade, conversating on a cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, take her to the cookout.
Yeah, her gon'
hang. Take her to my mama's house. If she need a hair done,
my cousin can.
I'll treat her like a queen, give her everything.
She will be my girl till we old and gray.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw her love and love light.
Man, let me give you a round of applause, man. I give all my guests a round of applause, man. Hold on one sec for me, man.
I appreciate it.
Man, so how you been doing, man? How's things, man?
Loving that, man. Loving that. That sounded good right there. That sounded real good right there.
I appreciate you having me on the show, man. So, how you been doing, man?
Absolutely phenomenally, man. Phenomenally. You know what I mean? I jumped off this little soap net thing as an attempt to try to get some attention. Because, you know, how the game is, man. It's not just
right.
about being talented. Sometimes it's about being, sometimes it's about somebody finding that talent.
Right.
And so it was... It's nice, man. It's a wonderful test of crafts and craftsmanship. And they didn't really know what they were doing, so they were, you know, they move words around and do things that you never do, and you know, things you could trust in the scene are that the scene is what it is, and whatever you move around in it, you move around, but don't move the word, because you move the truth. They even move the words, and, you know, by the grace of God, I still came up out of that thing. And, you know, Donaldson Soaps and wanted to just get real wet with a lot of pages and a lot of time. But, you know, it's tough for a brother on sometimes on Soaps to find his way because, you know, they don't really have a lot of black life on it and they're not as bold to really go intermingling. You know, it's a strong Midwest audience, so you have to be very conscious of it. So it's really kind of a tricky thing, but a beautiful experience. And it gave me an opportunity to really get a feel for how the game is and how hard it is to be to get where you're going. But in lieu of that, you know, I've done a lot of primetime work, a lot of CSIs, and I just walked away. I just filmed Undisputed 3, in which I have a very, you know, wonderful arc. It's just, you know, it's a wonderful progression. It's all seeming to work itself out. So I couldn't be any happier.
What inspired you to become an actor?
Well, my mom, believe it or not, supposed to do it. You know what I mean? Dad was old school. Mm-hmm. So he was like, no, you don't need to get out in that gang. I want you to raise my children. You know what I mean? And my mother went on to get her doctorate anyway and teach it. And so she used to have speaking debate forums in my living room when I was like 2. So I could like watch all these actors doing their thing. I didn't really know what it was, but I knew that it had a great feel to it, you know? And then I just attached myself to that thing. And all through school, high school and everything, I just, any outlet I could get my hands on, I got my hands on it. My deal with my father was once I graduated from college, it's on me. Okay. So, I made it do what I decided once I got out of school, I was gonna make it do what I wanted to do. And I jumped in this acting game. It's been fledged. And I haven't looked back since.
What do you think about the presidency of Obama?
Oh, my Lord, what a gate. I can tell you right now, some of the opportunities I've been given as an artist have been directly because now before you is one of the most eloquent, most intelligent, most courageous men you would ever encounter in a lifetime, and it just happens to be African-American. So it has opened up a wealth of, I don't know, people are just a lot more willing to receive that kind of character in that skin color in this country because of Obama. I couldn't be any more proud than to be alive to see it and to benefit from it. It's something I've been trying to say for a long time. You know, the African-American male is a complex thing. He's a complex thing. We seem simple in the way that we break things down, but we're a complex thing. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to see the inside out as this man went from, you know, from pretty much an unknown to running this, to being handed a country and all of its issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful thing.
Well, where are you originally from?
I'm a Texas boy. I'm a horse riding, football playing, you know, steak eating, Texas boy.
Okay.
And, you know, found my way to New Orleans and then to New Orleans State.
Okay. I want to make sure I remember you on the Bold and the Beautiful. You played as a detective or something of that nature.
Yeah, Detective Charlie Bay.
Right.
I'm actually still doing a little of that with them. I'm on a recurring status. You know, Charlie, when needed, he still drops into town every now and then. I've really like the opportunity to open up some things on the Book of Beautiful. But, you know, our schedule sometimes, I've been fortunate enough to be on other things. And, you know, when I'm available, I love playing over there, man. I was the first African-American there to get a contract in the 20-year history and open it up for Texas Battle and things like that.
Right.
So it's a beautiful thing, man. I love them. They treated me with respect from the minute I walked in the door, and have tried to find opportunities for me to open up, but just not as lucky as I would like. But, you know, there's still time, and I still play. So it's a beautiful thing over there. Yeah,
right,
man.
Right.
Charlie Baker, baby. Charlie Baker.
Yeah, I remember you over there. Now, what are you actually playing on right now? Are you still doing? Go ahead.
I just wrapped up on a film called The Universe Undisputed with Wesley and Vin.
Mm-hmm.
They had a movie called The Undisputed, and it was a fight movie. Then they came out with two with Michael Jai White and this guy named Scott Adkins. Well, in two, Michael Jai got out. And he did exceptionally well. I just wrapped on three. And a very nice role in it, a guy named Jericho Turbo Jones, an outstanding story. Not just the fighting is insane. They got some of the best martial artists and best fighters in the world in it. But the story is what really attracted me to it. It's fantastic. I actually just wrapped on that about 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be out toward the end of the year. That going to be something to behold. I think a coming out party, because they opened it up for me and I put everything I had in it. So hopefully, you know, the fans out there that are keeping track with me will snatch hold of it and really like what they see. I really gave everything I had.
Where did you shoot this at? This messed up project.
Bulgaria, Sofia.
Okay.
They went out the country. In fact, I was on Air France 2 days before that Air France jet fell out the sky. So, you know, it was a little frightening getting back on that Airbus and coming back over the Atlantic. But you know what? You know, you can't stop what God has in store. And if he want to take 224 at one time, he's going to take them.
Right.
He can take them anywhere he wants. He can take them out of the sky. He can take them off the road. So you can't really dodge it. If it's your time to go, it's your time.
Right.
Thank God it was, you know, he still got work for me to do. So I'm. Sophia was a
Go ahead.
Sophia was a pretty cool place. Not a lot of brothers. Not a lot of sisters. It's all right, though, because it was crazy because I've never been in a country where they were slaves. So under that communistic thumb for a minute. So though I'm black, they didn't have that racism thing because, you know, they know slavery. So I landed and I was different, but in a positive way. Like they were kind of mysterious about a brother and not like, you know, judgmental. And that was really unique for me. Almost like, you know, the countries are different. In that way, you know, I mean, you land in America, and depending on where you are in the South, you could really get some heat. You know, in Sofia, it was just,
right.
It was really kind of a wonderful experience. I was ready to come home, but it was a wonderful experience, you know?
Right.
People handling you differently.
Yeah, exactly. So far you've been on, you know, many soaps, shows, you're doing movies. How do you feel about all this that you have achieved, you know, since you won, you know, SoapsNet, that show? How do you feel about that?
Man, I feel like as a, you know, I've been on all the CSI, you know, pretty decent amount of prime time. I have a current on Ugly Betty. I've had a current on Charm. I mean, I've done a lot of prime time since SoapNet as well, and I feel like there's a huge responsibility that's not that for actors. Well, teachers, I like to call us because we're in front of, you know, we're teaching kids. A lot of kids don't make it to class. They sure as hell make it in front of the TV. And it's just a huge response. I feel like there's just this huge responsibility.
Right.
To tell it right. to put forth the kind of people that truly exist. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Soapnet and going that route has taught me that in order for me to really stay honest and true to that calling, I was gonna have to apply myself without a backup plan. Because backup plans allow you to quit, and there was gonna be a thousand and a million reasons for me to walk away. So, you know, I think that if there's one thing I learned is that
Hello, Mikhail? Mikhail? I lost him. Oh, I don't know what happened. I actually lost Shannon Jenkins. I lost him. I don't know what happened with him. Hopefully, wait till I get back. Let me see what happened here. Let me play a song, and I'll be right back. I gotta find out what happened to my guest. There we go. He's back up. There we go.
You got to get that Verizon, because I got that T-Mobile, and man, it'll drop you, man. It'll drop you quick. Nah, you know, no knock on T-Mobile, but man.
Man, so you're good, man. You're good. I don't want to ask you to play psychic here, but what do you plan to see your career 5 years from today?
I plan on being very able to green light a film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if people don't understand what that means, is you have to reach a certain plateau of respect, audience calling for you, and then you can walk into a studio and go, look, I want to do this type of work. I want to tell this story, and that comes with an enormous amount of success. You know, you just got to keep putting out winners, and I see myself in 4 to 5 years in the ability to walk in with something like the Sir. To serve with love, or some of that old Sidney Poitier type stuff that I was a big fan of bringing out men in spaces of life where they handle situations in a real way, but with dignity, nobility, and pride. You know what I mean? And culture and essence. I want to see a lot of that, and I want to put myself in a position where I can put some of these hungry young actors people don't know about to work, and that ain't going to happen unless I put myself in a position where they need me, where they want me.
That's right.
I'm looking to be there in 4 or 5 years where I can turn to a couple of these young brothers I know on my heels and go, say, man,
right. We
got to do an Ocean's 14. See, Brad Pitt and them got it right. Get them all in the same place. You don't have to have Don Cheadle on one movie and then Denzel way across the country on another. You could put Cheadle and Denzel in. Devil with a Blue Dress is a beautiful thing. It just don't happen enough.
Right.
You know what I mean? I would love to see 4 or 5 of the stronger, you know, more minority artists in one piece. It's like we can't seem to get that very often. So I would like to be instrumental in trying to really open this thing up so the world can see some of this hidden talent, you know?
Right.
And I got to get where I'm going.
That's right. What advice would you give to up-and-coming actors?
You know, Mel Jackson, I was doing a play with him, and he pulled me into his room once. And, man, he gave me the game, man. Gave me the game on how to, what it was going to take to really get into these scripts and really put together some real moments. And he just cared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he took me in and he cared, but I was smart enough to listen.
Right.
So my advice to young cats out there is when you get on a set with someone who's, you got to first be willing to admit the dude's a little ahead of you. And that ain't a bad thing. And God has put you in that space with him. Humble yourself and get what you can get from him, because he has something to offer you, something that can take you where you feel like you're ready to go. But if you're not willing to eat a little ego, sit down, listen, and stop talking, and get it, it's going to blow right by you. And I try, and on every set I'm on, it's for anyone who will listen, to give them everything I got. Because it ain't no secret in this game, and scarcity is a lie. There's plenty of cake at this wedding, man. But you got to know how to get up to the table and ask for it, or you're going to end up, you know, watching other folks eat, period. So I'd say, you know, open your ears, man. Humble yourself and ask, and then listen.
Right.
You'd be amazed at what you can get.
You're absolutely right. What else you got on? What's next for you?
Well, I think I'm feeling really good about where I am, where I'm positioning myself. You know, with a lot of casting directors and people who've seen my work and now New Image, I'm going to sit back. See, I think that a lot of up-and-coming actors make an error at the wrong time. They get themselves in position, and then they just are happy to work. So they take on a bunch of projects that don't really drive them. And before you know it, you know, the great projects aren't offered to them anymore. I think I positioned myself a little bit to get a little attention. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to make sure the projects that I really want to do are the ones I'm doing. Because you're only as good as the last time somebody saw you.
Right.
So I'm going to really look at these pieces that come my way and these auditions that I go in for, and I'm going to really be serious about what I think I can do with them differently and where that may lead me, and make sure that I'm doing the kind of work that's going to push me forward and not end up moving me horizontally and then downward. So I'm trying to stay open and enthusiastic. But I'm gonna stay very, very focused. So I'm not trying to commit myself to one particular type of thing. I'm trying to open myself up to whatever that particular type of thing is, and I'll know it when I read it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm gonna jump in it and put all my foot in it, and make sure that I make it do what it do.
Right. Mikel.
Yeah.
I'm honored to have you on the show. I'm not going to pull all the time here. I know you have other things that you have to do, sit up here and, you know, talk to me all day. But I appreciate the interview, man. It was an honor to have you, man. Keep doing
Thank
your
you,
thing,
bro.
Man. Much continued success
Absolutely.
To you, man. And, you know,
Thank you.
Call me anytime, man. You know, we're cousins now, man. I just adopted you into the family.
I love it.
Call me anytime, man. I should be down in L.A. this weekend for the BET Awards, man. So I'll be down there.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yes.
My girl's going to that. My girl's actually going to the BET Awards right now. I'm going to a private screening of a movie, so I'm not going to be able to make it. But I appreciate that, brother, because I definitely, as things begin to move along, would love to have a couple of more check-ins, and you know, just maybe you'll bump into somebody I can help out, or somebody that can help me out. It's just a beautiful life. So
right.
Since we all found, I'm going to definitely hold that number and reach out and touch you.
Yeah.
That's when, brother, I appreciate that. Appreciate that a lot.
Hello?
Godspeed. Yeah, brother.
Yeah,
God bless.
Yeah, feel free to do it. Before I let you go, Mikel, do you want to give any shout-outs or anyone acknowledge anyone?
Yeah. First of all, I just want to say, I have a great deal of faith in God, and I know in these times it's kind of hard to do. But I found that when things get craziest, that's when He shows off. And for those of you all out there with any kind of faith, you know what I'm talking about. And those of you looking for something to depend on, maybe God is a good source. And secondly, I want to say hats off to my manager, Sharon Berg. She's amazing, and I got an amazing wife who's grounded me and allowed me to shoot off. So I want to give up to my wife, Tracy, and my two beautiful kids who just continue to teach me how to do this thing freely. And last but not least, I have one thing he did give me that I've never let go of. My acting coach, Eric Stewart, who coached me on Soapman. I snatched hold of that brother, and I did not let that brother go. And that brother has literally walked me into a very wonderful career. He's just one of the most insightful cats, most giving, generous cats I've ever met. And I would be fair to say I'd be where I'm at without him. So outside of that, brother, are y'all out there? Keep doing it. Just keep doing it, man. Don't let them slow your roll. Just keep doing it.
All right, Michael, thank you so much for coming on the show, man, and much continued success with you, man, and, you know, got my number, call me anytime, man, you see fit, man, come back by the show anytime, man, you see fit, man, don't let this be your last visit, man. He's gone again. All right, let me shout out Michael Jenkins, of course, for coming on the show. I do appreciate having him on the show once again, and shout out to him. You can check him out, I believe, on Bold and the Beautiful and at General Hospital. And he's on there. So make sure you guys check him out on there. I gotta go ahead and jump to some music and hopefully I'll be right back. Here's something from let me get him back on. Mikel?
Yeah, brother, I'm sorry about that. I didn't wanna let that be the way that I say goodbye.
Okay, you're good. Okay, I appreciate that so much.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to make sure that you got that, and if you had any questions for me before we set off on these journeys, I wanted to answer before we said goodbye.
Okay.
Anything you want to know? Any other questions you want to ask?
No, I'm good, man. I don't want to question you to death, brother. I don't want. You said you had two children.
Yeah, man.
Okay, what, boy and girl, or?
Oh, yeah, man. I got a beautiful boy named Bryce, which means God sent, and I got a beautiful girl named Michaela. You know, I named one after God, and I had to name one after me.
Mm-hmm. And how old are they?
My son's 8. My daughter's 2.
Okay. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Do you plan to put them on the big screen one day?
Guess what? My son just booked a role in a new upcoming film by Sony.
Okay.
The film is called Easy A with Lisa Kudrow and a couple other bad mama jamas. So
okay.
we're walking on clouds right now because he gonna be bigger and better than me, and
okay,
that's a
right.
and I'm a see to that. So it's a beautiful thing, man. But I don't ever let my son get shook by the game, man. That's why he can play it. You know what I mean? I don't make
right.
it more important than it is. And he understands family and faith and friends. And he going to have a good time living his life, period. And if,
right.
you know, when those things come his way, he'll jump them. But other than that, we got baseball, football, soccer, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
and basketball to get through. So,
right.
it's school. So we got a lot on our plate. It's a beautiful thing.
Right. Thanks for coming on the show, man, and much love to you, man. And
thank you, brother. Back at you.
And, you know, can much continue success with everything, man. You know, call me anytime, man. I don't care if it's 4 o'clock in the morning, man. You're more than welcome to call, man. You're more than welcome back by the show anytime, man. Anytime you see me.
I feel you. I will call on you, brother. I feel you, man. And I'll be that dude at 3 in the morning to hit you up, so I appreciate it, man.
No problem, man. You have a blessed day, man.
You do the same.
All right, man. Shout out to Mikel Jenkins, of course, for coming on the show. I'm going to jump into a song. It's Mr. Kanye West featuring T-Pain entitled A Good Life.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. Say the best things in life are free. The good life, it feel like Atlanta, it feel like LA, it feel
do good. Y'all pop the trunk, I pop the hood, Ferrari. And she got the good, and she got that ass, I got the look, sorry. Yo, it got to be, cause I'm seasoned. Haters give me them salty looks, sorry. If you told me, go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate and watch the money pile up. It feels like
I come for mine, I got to shine.
The girls who ain't on TV cause they got more
ass than the models.
The good life, the kick it coming with the bottles. The sheep feel booze like she bombed at Apollo. The good life, it feel like Houston. It feel like Philly. It feel like D.C. It feel like D.A. or the Bay or yay. Hey, this is the good life. Homie, tell me what's good. Why I only got a problem when you in the hood?
Welcome to the good life.
Like I'm new in the hood. The only thing
I wish a nigga would.
Welcome to the good life.
He probably think he could, but oh, I don't think he should.
Welcome to the good life.
50 told me, go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate and watch the money pile up. It's good life.
I come for mine.
Yeah.
I got to shine.
Now throw your hands. Getting some brain with that ass. She said, I never seen snakes on a plane. Whether you broke or rich, you gotta get biz. Having money's that everything that having it is. I was splurging on trips, but when I get my car back activated, I'm back to Vegas. Cause I always had a passion for flashing. Before I had it, I closed my eyes and imagined the good life.
Better than the life I lived when I thought that I was gonna go crazy. And now my grandmama ain't the only girl calling me baby.
Shout out to Kanye West for a track entitled The Good Life. I'm gonna jump into another track by Sean Kingston featuring all, you know, Joels and Peace.
Sean Kingston.
Uh-huh.
Hey, hey.
The day.
I'm looking like, feeling like, acting like money. She looking like, feeling like, acting like she want me. She got what I fiend for, I'm acting like a junkie. Got me buzzing like a bee, you know I'm after that, honey.
Yeah.
I got my eye on her, I can't keep it off her.
Nah.
She got an eye on me,
yeah.
She can't keep it off me.
Nope.
Bad little shorty, now I know how Lauryn Hill felt, cause she killing me softly.
There's nothing in this world, there's not another girl
that
could satisfy my needs.
And me really want to take her home. Yo, cause she look nice, and she is that one of a kind. When me look up in her eyes, and she got me mesmerized. Picture perfect like a Kodak moment. When she kiss me goodnight, and she filling up on me. Yeah, we been there from the jump, never front, never start, never done. What a average girl done. And I can tell by her body language, she feels my emotions and got me anxious. So God me thankful, me and me an angel, and me really I feel it turn on. Women of my life, and yes, it's time bright. So please let the chorus go.
Thank you.
that we shared, cause I still remember your simple pleasures, the way you move and the way that you dance.
I love you guys. Stay up, stay strong. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace.